Good morning, Shabbat Shalom, everyone, and just be patient with me. I don't have like a good English, but I will try to be my best. Okay. So Parasha Shoftim, Judges. This Parasha is in Deuteronomy 18 to 21:9. The portion, the Haftarah portion is Isaiah 51:12 to 52:12. The gospel is in John 14:9 to 20. It's an amazing gospel. So yes, Shoftim. We're almost done. Like we have like six more parashats to finish this cycle and then start again the Torah. Wow. Sorry. The story so far, what we have. We learned about the importance of our example. We have the Ten Commandments. We reiterated. We also read about the few laws, especially related to intermarriage, from where Judaism learns the prohibition of marrying non-Jews, the consequence of rebelling against God, clean and unclean foods, warnings against idolatry, and festivals as Passover, weeks and boots are reviewed. What we have this week? This week, we have municipal judges and officers, forbidden forms of worship, legal decisions by priests and judges, limitations of royal authority, privilege of priests and Levites, child sacrifice, divination, and magic prohibited. A new prophet like Moses, who is Joshua, laws concerning the cities of refuge, property boundaries, law concerning witnesses, rules of warfare, law concerning murder by persons unknown. And I want to focus in two topics of those ones. One of them is legal decisions by priests and judges. And we have in Deuteronomy 17:9-11, God says, go to the Levitical priests and to Josh, who is in office at that time. Inquire of them, and they will give you the verdict. You must act according to the decision they give you at the place the Lord will choose. Be careful to do everything they instruct you to do, act according to whatever they teach you and the decisions they give you. Do not turn aside from what they say they tell you to the right or the left. That is quite interesting because that says whatever they teach you, just do it. But we have, in this position, we have like a question. My question is, do the sages retain their authority in the event that they are mistaken? I want to give you like an example. If Eric teaches something, if we are not agree, we have to obey because he's like our authority. This is a good point, right? Well, the Bible say that. It's not just Eric, it's Rabbi Lawrence. So what say the sages? Rashi says, even if they tell you that right is left and the left is right, you should listen to the sages. Certainly, if they tell you right is right and left is left. That's a rabbi, that's a Rashi, so it's like a yes. But I'm not confident with Talmud and this oral tradition. I really don't like too much, but in this case, help me. So I'm happy with the oral tradition. So the Jerusalem Talmud records a dissenting opinion. Okay, so is it possible that if they told you right is left and left is right, you would have to listen to them? The verse teaches we must follow the sages, left and right, only when they tell you right is right and left is left. And I love this position. I really, really agree. this rabbi, Rabbi David Frankel, he's like a modern rabbi. He's still alive. He's teaching in Israel. And he made this commentary. He says, "This is the version that I believe we must adopt today. It is a version that teaches us that we must be critical to our leaders, of our rabbis, and of our teachers. We do not just blindly accept whatever they say, but we must think, analyze, and if necessary, disagree and disobey." Amen. "This is a critical new approach to Jewish education, with which I believe we must all embrace, that of critical thinking and finally of personal responsibility." So we have the responsibility to listen, to understand, but be critical what they are teach us, right? Amen? Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy with this version. I guess in this time, because we have a lot of people like doing things and saying things by YouTube or whatever, internet, and sometimes they are not like close to the Bible, right? So we have to be careful why we listen, why we see, and just compare always with the Bible. Always with the Bible. Amen? Now, the second point I want to share with you is about limitations of royal authority. Deuteronomy 17, 18, 19 says, when he takes his, here they are talking about the king. When Israel chooses a king, when he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law, taken from that of the Levitical priests. It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to rever the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees. Okay, this is amazing portion. Because we are in like modern times, I want to show this verse. Sorry, Revelation 1:6 says God, "And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever." So that means we are priests and we are kings. So if we are kings, if we have all been called as king and priests, then we must all have a copy of the law and meditate every day so that we do not separate ourselves from doing good and walking in his ways. Amen? So I guess those topics are close. If we every day read the Bible and keep the commandments and someone teaches us other things, so we will have like an opinion, we will have a critical opinion about that, right? So I want to make an amazing exercise. I saw this exercise before in this parasha, like 3 or 4 years before, with an amazing friend. He's Mario Avila. He's a musician as well. And he explained this parasha. He made this exercise. So my question is, someone here that never played an instrument, or was it not good playing music? Please raise your hand. Someone really, really bad with instruments. Wow, a lot of people. Okay, Christiana, can you come? Yes, we will. I will teach you play piano in just 2 minutes. If you want. No? Yeah, yeah. Please, yeah. Clapping. Thank you. Karen as well, can you help me? Karen will be doing like a pad, a chords. So we'll have this piano for you. Okay, it's working, okay. So, yes, the Bible says, the Bible gives us like an instruction, right? Even if we don't understand that instruction, we have to obey the Bible, okay? So what we'll do, I will give you an instruction, and you will start following my instruction, okay? Are you using? She's playing piano right now. Sounds good? Wow. She's following my instruction. Yeah, keep playing. It's working. Now, disobey my instruction and just play whatever you want. Be free and play. Wow. Keep playing, please. She's disobeying my instruction. No, please. No, forget. Keep playing my instruction. Obey my instruction. Right, so this exercise help us understand to obey the law. Even if we don't understand the law, we have to obey the law to sounds good, right? I didn't teach him about scales, music, those things. Not just, I give you an instruction. What was that instruction?
Play with my right hand, only the black keys of it.
Yes, was very simple. If you want, just play black keys, and everything that you play with black keys in the keyboard sounds good. that's the trick. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Really, really good job. Something happened here. Yeah, we have more. Maybe if you keep playing with more time, you will be doing more things and special things, right? So it's the same with the Bible. If you keep reading, you keep doing what God says, so our life will be better every day. Okay? Yeah, so that's my conclusion. Even if we don't understand, we must obey His instruction so our life will sound good. In relation with this topic, Joshua 1:7-8 say, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. And this is amazing. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Amen? So that's the key. And I want to finish with this verse. This is the part of the parasha. It's in Gospel John 14:15-16-26. "If you love me," Yeshua says that, "if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I say to you." So we have a helper to understand the Bible, to have a critical opinion about other things that come to us, is the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, thank you so much. Let's pray. God, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for your law. Thank you, Lord, for your instruction. Let us be close to you. Let us, Lord, give us your Holy Spirit to understand your Bible, understand your law, understand your commandments, be prosperous and happy in this life close to you. In Yeshua's name, amen. Amen. Thank you.